there are some things that she thinks we should be thinking about. I think things to further the organization. She has some approaches to things we should think about. So here for the next 8.75 minutes is Margot Downey.
Okay, is everybody awake? Because you're going to be busy this evening. Okay. Carl and I were talking one day about a multiple, various all kinds of topics, and we began to talk about accentuating the positive, and then I told him about an approach that I'm involved with an organization called Appreciative Inquiry. And you say, what is that? And that is, about 22 years ago, the Weatherhead School of Management at Case Western Reserve University in Ohio began to think about the approach we do with businesses and organizations by going in and finding out what's wrong and then trying to fix it. And they said, what if we went in and found out what was right and then had people envision how to do it even better and what things would be like within 5 years. And they developed a whole process, which we are not going to do because it takes a long time. But what they had people do was to tell stories about a time in their life at the company or organization when, or I was really fired up about so-and-so, and I was fed up in the beginning, and that got me really fired up to do. And then another part of it was, give us a news flash, like a news report, about what this looks like, this company or this organization looks like in 5 years, as if it's already happened. And they found that doing this with these companies, and it's a longer process than I'm explaining today, they found that their companies were expanding even more, they were thriving, and a lot of organizations and businesses are using this model today. So Carl and I talked further, and we decided to take a short spin on this, Appreciative Inquiry. And we also talked about how today we're going to look at the shoulders that we've stood on, the people, and probably the processes and the experiences. So what we're going to ask each chapter to do, and each division, is to find a spokesperson. And I won't be here tomorrow because I'm also president of my church's board, and I have human resources issues in the morning. And I'm also studying to be a teacher, and a class starts tomorrow. But Carl said he would help me tomorrow. And what I'd like for each chapter and division to do is to find a spokesperson and get together and decide the one thing that you want to express about what's right with the National Federation of the Blind. Second thing is, tell one story from your chapter division about a really neat thing that's happened within the to you or someone else within the Federation. And number three, that news report about something that your chapter has done a year from now. Now, I know that's backwards. I should probably normally say what your chapter will be doing, what you envision your chapter will be doing. But what we want you to do is make it in the affirmative, like, in 2009, my chapter has added 600 members. And, you know, and I know that sounds wild, but I want everybody, and Carl wants everybody, to dream big, be bold, be daring, appreciate, inquire, remember all the shoulders that you've stood on. And you know what? They're not just people's shoulders, folks. They are the shoulders of your own experience, of your own creativity, of your own problem solving, of your own heritage. And so, once again, a spokesperson from each division or chapter. Number one, what's right with NFB, one thing. Number two, tell a story about something that's happened. Number three, in 2009, my chapter is, or my division is, we are. Make it in the affirmative. And Carl will call spokespeople up in the morning, and you'll have about 3 to 5 minutes, Carl, for each at the most for each chapter to report. And so I just want to say thank you. I appreciate all of you, and I appreciate the National Federation of the Blind many long years, wonderful years to come.
Thank you, Margot.